Welcome to the Clyro Radio. And for our last broadcast of the year, it's our Year 6 special.
Yes, as we finished our time here at Clyro, we wanted to take over the last episode and make it our own.
And what better way to start off than with some jokes? Take it away.
What do cows do on date night? Go to the movies. What did one toilet say to the other? You look a bit flushed. Why are horses so sleepy? They are always hitting the hay.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry. I'm Dad.
No, Dad, I'm really hungry.
Go look in the fridge, but remember to knock first.
Why?
In case there's a salad dressing.
Well, I've only just stopped laughing at some of those. Hilarious! Next, here's Isla sharing some very interesting facts.
Welcome to Fun Facts with Isla. Today we have 10 very interesting fun facts. For example, did you know that your fingernails grow like faster than your toenails? Or that Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt? Or that you have no muscles in your fingers? Or that our days are lengthening by 1.8 seconds each day? Or that the shrimp's heart is located in its head? Or that since sharks have been alive since the dinosaurs? That one's actually pretty wild. Or for example, crabs have too.
You learn something new every day, don't you? Moving along, we have a game of two truths and a lie.
Each member of our Year 6 group will have three statements. Two are true and one is a lie. Can you work out which is the lie?
I have seen Linkin Park. I can fly. I have brown eyes.
I'm a silly billy. I'm a farmer. I've been to the moon.
I've been to four countries. I have been a main character in two school productions in a row. One of the countries I've been to is Portugal.
My first two truths and a lie is that I am dyslexic. My second one is that my favourite colour is green. And my third one is that I have two guinea pigs.
I have a quad, I'm getting a dirt bike, and I own a go-kart.
My eyes are brown. I slipped and cut my lip at school. I broke my arm once.
I've had a dog, I've moved house more than 6 times, and I hate peanut butter.
When I was little for a while, I was called Little Lady Nameless. Second, I was born in London. And third, I've seen a solar eclipse.
I had a dog, I lived in 2 houses, and I swam with dolphins.
I'm going to be honest, some of those were really tricky. It'll be interesting to see if our own parents know the answers to those.
Next, we have another game. We decided to play a game of Hangman and see what happened.
For the new edition of the Year 6 special, we'll be doing Hangman. What word should go first? Isla.
F.
F. F is incorrect. Remy.
M.
M is incorrect. Is correct. And it goes on the fifth letter. Remy?
X.
X is correct and it goes on the first letter. Anyone listening?
Can you guess it?
Isla, what word letter should go down next?
H.
H is correct, and it goes on the sixth letter. Remy?
R.
R is incorrect. Isla?
O.
O is correct. Twice.
Yay.
And it goes on the fourth and seventh letter. Isla.
Okay, N?
N? N is correct!
And it goes on the
eighth letter!
Yeah!
Remy?
E.
E is correct! It goes on the ninth letter!
Woo!
Isla?
Xylophone.
Xylophone is correct! Thank you for playing Hangman with me today, as I am Harry, your host, and goodbye!
Goodness, that word was a bit tricky to guess. To help us relax after a few tricky tasks, here is Remy with a lovely poem.
And now we have a summer poem. The days are longer as we wade through the fields and wander, sitting on a beach as we hear the seagulls screech, wild strawberries, plums and elderflower, picking unripe gooseberries thinking, ooh, that's sour. Climbing up trees till all you can see is the emerald green canopy. This is what I think summer's all about.
Deal! And following that, here are some activity suggestions that you could get up to over the summer holidays.
Summer activities. You can make smoothies, plant sunflowers, go to the park, make a den, go to the river, get out a paddling pool, make a summer song, draw a summer picture.
Or you could have a sleepover, you could have a play date, you could go and have a nice summery walk, you could have a water fight, or just play in water.
Definitely be trying out some of those. To round off the show, we would like to give a farewell message to everyone.
Today we want to say our goodbyes to Clara so we can open the new chapter in our lives. So here's what we've got to say.
Very excited to go up to high school, but we are very sad to leave primary school. School was good, everyone liked it.
Before we leave to high school, big shout out to Miss Green and Miss Clifton for all the school dinners and the brilliant Christmas food.
What a good time overall. I'll never forget it.
We'll never forget the memories.
It will be very hard to shut this chapter of our lives, but I'm excited to see what high school's got for me.
As our last year comes to an end, all our memories will carry us through our lives, celebrating as we move on to high school.
Following us, here is Mrs. McCrone and Mrs. Elliott with a message to everyone.
Hi everyone. Well, we've made it. It's the end of the academic year. Over a term ago as the new head teacher, I arrived thinking I had a pretty good idea of what to expect. I had a plan. Lots of notebooks and pens and enough chocolate stashed away in my bottom office drawer for what I thought would last a term. I got that bit wrong. But what I didn't expect was to be constantly amazed by how brilliant, talented, funny and energetic this school community is. I've loved every single minute of being here. Well, almost every minute. I could probably have managed without the water fountain leaking all over the floor, dropping a tank of smelly tadpoles all over my front, down my legs and in my shoes. The tadpoles were okay, I promise. I could have done without Rosie, our dog mentor, pinching my lunch on more than one occasion. And I could have done without me always losing my keys and pass card, well, every day. But to our pupils, you have made me smile every day. You work hard, show kindness, make me laugh, and remind me why schools are such special places. Whether you've been solving maths problems, writing amazing stories, performing on stage, scoring goals, or simply helping a friend who needed it, you've made this school a wonderful place to be. To the staff and governors, you are incredible. Thank you for your hard work, your commitment, your endless patience with me, your creativity, and for welcoming me so warmly to Clara School. And to our families, thank you for your support, encouragement, and for trusting me with your amazing children every day. As we head into the holidays, I have just a few pieces of advice. Have lots of lie-ins, read a good book, eat lots of ice cream, preferably chocolate, laugh and have fun. And to our Year 6 pupils, oh, how I wish I could have more time getting to know you, but I can see that you are more than ready to move on to the next stage of your learning journey. We will look on at your progress from a distance and and wish you all the very best as you move on to Pastures Neem. Finally, thank you to everyone for making me feel so very welcome at Clara School. I couldn't wish for a better place to be. Happy summer holiday.
Hello, this is Hannah, Chair of Governors. Looking back over the past year, I am amazed at how different our school is looking from just 10 months ago. We began the academic year with Mrs. Stevens as our acting head teacher on secondment from Stonybridge Primary School, and we remain very grateful for their support and to Mrs. Stevens for joining our school community at a time when we needed temporary leadership while we recruited a new head teacher for Clara School. On behalf of the governing body, I would like to thank all of our wonderful staff for the way that they have handled yet another very challenging year, always putting the children first and continuing to create the very best experience for every learner. And this is set to continue with gathering momentum under new leadership with a clear vision for future development of Clara School. I hope that every child and family have by now had the chance to meet Mrs. McCrohan properly, our new head teacher, either at the gates, in the schoolyard at the end of the day, at a friends meeting discussing fundraising opportunities, at the various presentations and discussion opportunities arranged for parents, or for a proper chat and a cuppa. Following a brief transition period, Mrs. McCrohan has placed herself well and truly at the very heart of Clara School. Her experience and ambition have enabled her to quickly reach every aspect of school life and raise the bar, challenge the norm, and see education at Clara